School choice is a hot topic in Michigan these days. From debates over charter school accountability to vouchers for private schools, the issue can be a divisive one. But charters and vouchers aren't the only ways students are switching schools. Just as widespread is students choosing to go to public schools outside of their neighborhood district, a practice known as school of choice. Josh Cowan is an MSU professor who recently authored a report looking at which Michigan students were most likely to choose to go to a public school outside of their hometowns. I talked with Josh about his research last week and started out by asking him how many Michigan districts are participating in school of choice programs.
Most districts are, yes. They're encouraged to do so through sort of best practices at the state. But districts get to set their own rules. They get to participate to the extent that they want to. And there is a lot of variation across the state in that participation.
But are the ways that districts administer the programs diverse as
Very
well?
Very diverse, yes.
Okay. Can you go a little deeper on that?
So the most relevant thing is setting enrollment numbers and sort of what one does with students once they come into the district. Which schools they're going into, whether they're spread out throughout the district, that sort of thing.
How many Michigan students are attending schools outside their hometowns
at
or
present,
home districts?
At present, it's about 100,000, which is a comparable number, a little bit less, but comparable to the number of kids in charter schools here.
How much research has there been on school of choice policies?
That type of program, not a whole lot in Michigan, and actually not a whole lot elsewhere either. For me, it's a relative question. So we know a lot more about charter schools, for example, and even school vouchers, which aren't as common. But open enrollment policies, of which schools of choice is one, so inter-district open enrollment, most states have something like this. Either they require it or they strongly encourage it. And we really don't know as much about these types of programs as charters.
This kind of thing is not unique to Michigan. How many other states have similar school of choice programs?
Just about half require it and another half permit it in some way. Very small number don't have any sort of open enrollment program at all.
Charter schools and vouchers are in the news on a fairly regular basis. Why do you think school of choice hasn't gotten as much attention?
It's maybe a number of reasons. That's as much a political question as anything else. Part of it's because, you know, we are talking about public schools. And so, you know, these are kids transferring within them. And some of the controversies surrounding these types of programs are fairly arcane controversies, things like budgeting and enrollment counts and things like that. Whereas when you're talking about charter schools, you're talking sometimes about which teachers are unionized or not, or how teachers are paid or not, or whether public schools are being abandoned or not. And those are sort of, I think, generally lend themselves to a little bit more debate. And usually what happens in public policy, where the debate is where the research is.
Joshua Cowan is an associate professor at the MSU College of Education. We're talking about his recent research into which students are utilizing Michigan's School of Choice program. So let's go there,
sure.
Josh. What were your main goals for this study?
So this is the first of a three-part study. The first part is just simply asking sort of who these students are, what rates they're participating in. And that sounds like a fairly basic question, but it's actually fairly tricky to answer. The second step is what's the impact of transferring under schools of choice on student outcomes, and we'll be getting to that this fall. And then the third is sort of a really careful look at some of the destination districts. So for this study, we found a number of pretty important patterns. Statewide, participants tend to be disproportionately African American. They tend to be disproportionately free reduced lunch kids, so lower income. And they tend to have lower test scores, especially in math, on the state test, relative to their peers in their resident districts before they transfer out under schools of choice.
Do we know anything about why those students were leaving their home districts?
No, that's a good question. And when you do this type of a bird's eye view, it's a tough one to get at. I mean, we can certainly speculate, you know, given some of these things. I mean, if you look at the test score numbers, for example, you might say, well, maybe they're leaving the resident district because they're not being as well academically served as their peers there. And that's very possible, but it's also possible that they're just more mobile, and mobility we know is correlated to perhaps lower achievement. So it's a tough question, and one of the reasons that we have parental choice, not just in Michigan, but all over the country, is this sort of, one of the arguments for it anyway, is sort of this philosophical argument that parents choose schools on a number of different dimensions. Some may be very common across lots of different parents, and some may be very specific to individual circumstances. And the theory is the more choice you give, you know, the happier parents are, even if they aren't sorting on things we can observe.
I take it part of what you found out, though, was that a high percentage of the students who leave their home district are highly inclined to return shortly thereafter.
Yeah, so even among the schools of choice participants that we see, we do find that the same characteristics that predict that a kid exits their resident district also predict that they exit school of choice. In lay terms, what that means is that there may be something of a bit of a revolving door, in and out of these different districts. We were able to look at three groups of kids who started in kindergarten. We followed all the way through fifth grade. And of those, among those three cohorts, only 40% stayed in schools of choice all the way from kindergarten through fifth grade. For African Americans, that's only about 29%, so less than a third. And so, this is a fairly mobile group of kids overall. I should stress, though, that, some of these are all statewide numbers, and that's important to have, but these may not gel with sort of individual district experiences, in part because districts are very demographically different, and in part because of some of these rules that I mentioned that might affect exit and entry rates in a given year. But these are the statewide patterns that we see.
It's interesting because just a couple of days ago, we had the president of the Lansing Board of Education, Peter Spadafore, on the program. And this is getting a little bit off the subject, but Peter pointed out that in some years, the Lansing School District has had a move ratio of as high as 19%. Yeah, so from the beginning of one school year to the end, 19, they haven't necessarily left the district, but they're in a different location.
Yes. And so that's an interesting point. And we see even higher numbers like in bigger, larger urban areas. So in Milwaukee, where I've done a lot of work on school choice, charter schools and so on, the within district transfer rate is above 30% there. So that's not even kids leaving the city, as you're describing. And what we're seeing here in Michigan, in schools of choice, those patterns I described to you really do resemble the type of mobility that you see in these environments, even within districts, between schools within districts. And again, it just tends to be kids that historically have been disadvantaged that are doing a lot of the moving around, which is not exactly what you necessarily find when you look at sort of mobility into charter schools, for example. So it's very important to distinguish between those two types of patterns.
Mm-hmm. And you have not yet determined the impact that this has on achievement. That's further down the
road. Correct. Okay. One thing we can say, not so much with the work we've done so far, but if you look at mobility elsewhere, I think most observers would agree that, generally speaking, high rates of mobility do not promote higher educational outcomes. But the trick is finding the right balance, right? Because staying in a school that's not serving your child is also not necessarily promoting an academic outcome. And so you want to, I mean, I think from a policy standpoint, and I'm trying not to be too prescriptive with this study, you want to be able to, again, strike that balance between giving a little bit of flexibility to move as the situation permits, but also encouraging a long-term stable relationship with the school that you've chosen.
We're talking about a recent MSU study that looked at which students in Michigan are most likely to use school of choice programs to attend schools outside of their home district. Our guest is Joshua Cowan, an associate professor at the MSU College of Education and lead author of the study. Anything particularly surprising in this first segment?
It's surprising, giving sort of what I've heard on the ground coming in before we started the study. There does seem to be a lot of deliberate decision making on parents' parts to send their kids to school of choice. You can't wake up in the morning and switch districts. You do have to put a little bit of effort in, and that would suggest that you're looking for a longer term, more stable relationship than what our data seem to suggest is actually the case overall. And that's, I think, the most surprising thing we've seen.
Your research focuses on the students in school of choice programs, but do we know anything about how moving students back and forth from different districts impacts the schools themselves? I mean, Michigan schools get funding based on the number of students they have, so I'm guessing this is something that has some impact on revenue.
Yeah, so the cost side of this is not something that we've looked at yet, and that's a very important one, and probably my sense is probably the real source of debate about the program here in Michigan. The budget uncertainty probably is the difficult angle here. There are some districts that certainly are net losers from a revenue standpoint, but you do see a lot of fluctuating, and some districts getting a certain number of kids in a certain year and other districts not. And that does create implications for just how you budget things like teachers, for example. How many teachers do we need for the children that we're serving this year? And if you have fewer kids next year, then you have maybe too many teachers and vice versa.
How do you explain to someone, a layperson who questions why this is important? Yeah. How do you respond?
Well, it's a program that's, you know, 100,000 Michigan kids are learning in districts outside the places they live. I mean, that's a massive program from a policy standpoint. So anything that large, I think, is worth looking into. And then sort of finally, you know, for the last 20 years, we've, as a country, but also in Michigan, Michigan's been one of the leaders on this. We've really pushed toward more forms of parental choice, right? We've had many more charter schools. Every sector of choice is expanding, not just in Michigan, but elsewhere. More states have voucher programs, and all but 8 states have charter schools. The number of charter schools nationwide is up 7% in just the last year, 6,000 charter schools across the country. This is all part of the same system of choice. The more we learn about it, we understand how parents are choosing and what the implications are and who's choosing, I think the better we can kind of inform these types of decision-making that is required to kind of both expand and maybe monitor some of these programs as they continue to develop.
So remind us what's next here, the next steps for this research project.
So the next immediate step is we're gonna look at the impact on academic outcomes for the kids who are transferring. So we're going to look at a kid before they switch and see what happens to them after they go and how their test scores look. That's going to be the big outcome. And then eventually we're going to look and try to be very clear about which schools seem to be the high recipients of school mm-hmm. of choice kids.
Joshua Cowan is an associate professor in the MSU College of Education. We've been talking about his recent research into school of choice programs here in Michigan. Joshua, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.